I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Joe Biden has no idea where he is. Former White House doctor and current Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson has told Fox News that Barack Obama once sent him an email telling him, criticizing Biden's mental state as being unprofessional. That's right. This news breaking overnight. Biden was on TV again making crazy statements and concerning mental gaffes. He didn't know what state he was in or what office he was campaigning for. Jackson recalls the 2020 campaign season. Quote, he apparently thought at one point that he was running for Senate and later couldn't remember what state he was campaigning in. This had been going on for months and was getting worse. Now, again, this is back in 2020. Trump never made crazy statements like the ones that Biden is making almost every day. Jackson wrote in his new book, Holding the Line, a lifetime of defending democracy and American values. But these people were jumping up and down. He's not fit to be president. He needs a cognitive test. You may remember that's when they tried to undermine Donald Trump, acting like he was deranged or insane or shouldn't have access to the nuclear codes. Remember all that? Well, Biden's mental fitness was a primary talking point for Jackson during his 2020 campaign for Congress. And it seems like he was absolutely right as a doctor. At one point, he retweeted a video of Biden's latest cognitive misadventure with a message, remember the cognitive test that I gave real Donald Trump? The one he aced? Sounds like somebody else might need some testing done. This is scary. That's when he received an email from former President Barack Obama. Quote, I have made a point of not commenting on your service in my successor's administration. I've always spoken highly of you, both in public and in private. You always served me and my family well, and I have considered you not only a fine doctor and service member, but also a friend, Obama wrote in the email. That's why I have to express my disappointment at the cheap shots you took at Joe Biden via Twitter. It was unprofessional and beneath the office that you once held. It was also disrespectful to me and my many friends you had in our administration, Barack Obama wrote. You were the personal physician of the President of the United States, as well as an admiral in the U.S. Navy. I expect better, and I hope upon reflection that you expect more of yourself in the future, Obama wrote to Dr. Jackson. Jackson ultimately dismissed Obama's criticism, saying, So upon reflection, I thought, you know what? Screw that guy. I'm not doing it. Jackson wrote, I just walked away from it, which was the last time I had any contact with Obama, Jackson says. The Texas representative hasn't stopped sounding the alarm on President Biden's mental state either. In fact, he sent out a tweet this week calling for Biden to resign, saying, quote, "At this point, Biden's cognitive function is comparable to a child's. He has no idea where he is, what he's doing, or what he's saying. He can't even read off a teleprompter. This is tragic. Biden needs to resign, or the cabinet needs to step in. This has gone, all capital letters, too far." Now, before I get into any more of the insanity of these people on the left, I want to tell you real quick about legacy precious metals. You know what's happening with inflation. You know what's happening with people now talking about the idea of recession. You know what's happening with supply chain issues, and you know what's been happening with your retirement account. If you are not diversified with part of your financial strategy involving precious metals, now is the time to call the people that I use and trust, Legacy Precious Metals. You can get the free investor's guide on gold and silver, precious metal investing, and how to diversify your portfolio. We have seen that they want to raise taxes. We are seeing a skyrocketing of our national debt. And if your retirement is in only investments that are directly connected to the market, you need to take a look at Legacy Precious Metals. Call and get the free investor's guide right now from them. 1-866-751-2218. That's 1-866-751-2218. Or online at LegacyPMInvestments. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com. Now, the reason why I bring this up is because we now have evidence, literally, that the president doesn't actually know where he is. He also referred to the Republican Party, trying, I guess, to refer to it as the MAGA Party, as the MEGA Party, during an Israeli interview that has just aired. Again, this is a guy clearly on the cognitive decline. Take a listen to Joe Biden calling the Republican Party the MEGA Party.
My hope is that the Republican Party moves back to a normal position and not this mega party that it's become in many ways.
Mega? Mr. President, it's not the mega party, it's MAGA. Make America great again. It's MAGA, not mega. This coming after the president stepped off that plane in Israel and literally looking at no one, just stares in front of him with people around him and says, "What am I doing now? What am I doing now?" He's not looking at anybody when he says this. He's at the bottom of Air Force One. I'm going to play it again so you can very clearly hear it. He's looking out into basically empty space in front of him, and he says, "What am I doing now? What am I doing now?" This in front of the cameras, in front of the world, in front of the Secret Service, in front of the people there to greet him in Israel. What am I doing now? He also had a very weird moment where he decided to sing happy birthday to a reporter out of nowhere, and it was awkward because it was all caught on camera.
Here's the deal. Ready, roll, and sing happy birthday. Ready, roll. Okay. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tony.
This coming after the president of the United States of America also was caught on a hiking trip sniffing a young person's hair, smelling her hair. So let's go back to what the doctor said. At this point, Biden's cognitive function is comparable to a child's. He has no idea where he is or what he's doing or what he's saying. He can't even read off a teleprompter. This is tragic. Biden needs to resign or the cabinet needs to step in. This is gone too far. Well, the Democratic Party is turning on the president of the United States of America because even CNN is now coming out talking about just how bad things are. And they're even saying that the president has the worst approval ratings in all categories than any other president in history since they've been keeping the polls. Why? Because they can't even protect him anymore. Now, of course, there are Democrats understanding he needs to stay around for a while, at least through after the midterms. So they're trying to protect him. Senator Ted Cruz said during an interview today that literally every region of the world has gotten worse under Joe Biden. Now, before I play that for you, I do want to explain to you why I'm talking about the cognitive decline. I think at this point you have to ask yourself a question. Is the Biden family not protecting Joe Biden? Is the Biden family actually using Joe Biden and his cognitive decline to their advantage to make more money and get the big paydays as fast as they can, knowing that it's going to be coming to an end soon? When Joe Biden won't let him read a book, when Joe Biden tells him what to say, when Joe Biden tells him to say God bless America, when Joe Biden is doing more of the controlling of the president than anybody else around him, clearly trying to direct a man that doesn't know what's happening and doesn't know what's going on, you have to wonder if they're all saying, all right, look, guys, this is coming to an end. We got to cash in as fast as we can. That may explain why they are whoring out the White House. How do we know they're whoring out the White House? Well, guess where the son's new paintings are. They're being hung in Joe Biden's office. Joe Biden, the same woman that Hunter Biden referred to in text messages and emails as the C word, has been apparently moving his paintings quickly in and out of her office. After they're being sold to people that come into the White House, we can only assume. That's right. The First Lady has been helping Hunter Biden sell paintings for $500,000 or maybe even more. We don't know. It's a big problem, folks. It's a massive problem. Many don't want to talk about it. But why would she be supporting his art if he is referring to her as a C word? It's because this is how the crime family works. And they seem to understand just how bad things are. They seem to understand just how troublesome things are for the president of the United States of America. They're not protecting him. They're exploiting him. Getting him juiced up and doing the bare minimum and jumping out on the road and doing absolutely every single thing that they can to support their crime family. They know he's not there cognitively. They know that he's not doing a good job. They know that he's embarrassing himself and also the family. But when this is the cash cow and this is the last hurrah and you need enough money to get you to the end, to not his end, but your end, you will exploit this man for everything he's worth. Clearly, that is their objective.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
the
podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny. the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to bring up the Ted Cruz audio now because I think it also explains just how selfish the Biden crime family actually is. You have a person that you're supposed to love, right? You're supposed to be wanting to take care of, and you're exploiting them for your own financial gain as quickly as you can, while there's clearly a major problem with the cognitive decline of Joe Biden. When you get off a plane and you say, what do I do now? When you can't remember, say, God bless America. When you get scared by an Easter bunny. This is, and all of these things to me are not political. This is about a cognitive decline of a human being. I have compassion for anyone going through a cognitive decline. But if you notice something in the Biden family, it is that they seem to be completely soulless towards one another. They exploit Hunter Biden, and they exploit his addiction to prostitutes, his addiction to hardcore drugs, clearly crack cocaine, to make them money and actually use it as the alibi. Even Joe Biden's sister did that interview recently with, I think it was CBS This Morning or Good Morning America, whatever it was, where she was actually saying, well, you know, Hunter Biden's had it. We're just so proud of him, right? He's come through so much with a major addiction problem. Right. That's what they said. Like they know they already have the alibi. Like, hey, he's a drug addict. He can actually do all the stuff that we need him to do. And then we can just claim he's a drug addict and we'll protect him that way. Now, at any moment, at any time, there could have been a phone call that came in saying your son's dead from an OD. Right. Your son's been found dead. They didn't care. Your nephew, your uncle, right, could have gotten that phone call that your nephew is dead. They all knew he had a problem. Instead of getting him help, instead of helping him, instead of cutting him off from the money that he was receiving from all of these corrupt business deals that was feeding his addiction, right? They encouraged it, supported it, helped it, had meetings with him, advocated for it. So we shouldn't really expect, if you think about it, anything different from the Biden family towards Joe Biden when he's having a cognitive decline, because they know the clock's ticking and they got to get rich as fast they can. That's exactly why Joe Biden's putting up these paintings, art of Hunter Biden in her office and then selling them, and then they come down and the new one goes up. Right? You got to hoard out. They don't care about even Joe Biden. They certainly don't seem to care about Hunter Biden. That's the problem here. Now, the bigger issue, and you talk about selfishness, is this. The country is being destroyed by this president, and all of our foreign policy is also being destroyed by this president, which is exactly what Senator Ted Cruz brought up as he was arriving in Israel. He's undermining everything. We've also been told that while he's meeting in Saudi Arabia, the issue is dead, referring to the journalists that work for the Washington Post. It will not be brought up, we were told today as well. So this guy that says, oh, I stand up for these people that have been killed and murdered, not even an issue in Saudi Arabia, while he begs them to produce more oil. Take a listen to this.
You know, I do. It really is striking that Biden on this trip is having to go to Israel and Saudi Arabia because his policies of the last year and a half has done so much to alienate our friends that he's desperately trying to repair those relationships. Biden has nominated anti-Israel officials in his administration, has consistently undermined our Israeli allies. And I got to say, Larry, it's really stunning. He's only been there a few hours, and there's already a major gaffe that the White House is having to walk back, which is that Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, stood up and said, the Biden administration wants to open a consulate to the Palestinians in East Jerusalem, which is designed to undermine Israel's sovereignty. And within minutes, the White House had to walk that back and say, well, Jake Sullivan didn't really mean that. He misspoke. And it's amazing that he takes a one-day trip and manages to make things even worse.
One of the things I think that Ted Cruz is mentioning here that is spot on is, why did Jake Sullivan say this? Because if it's not the policy of the White House, then why did he actually say it? He probably said it because the guys that are elected by no one like Jake Sullivan, right? The same guy that's as corrupt as hell in the Obama administration that was pushing Russian collusion and Donald Trump's story and the Alpha Bank story is now in the government, elected by no one, and I guess he thinks he's in charge. And maybe he really is in charge of our foreign policy. Because the president clearly is not in charge, because when you get off a plane and you don't, and you walk down off the plane and you look at it in front of you, and not even to a person, you say, what do you want me to do now? It shows you're not in charge. When you're randomly singing happy birthday to a reporter, you're not in charge. When you tried it, when they put you in this interview with this reporter in the sit down interview in Israel, you are not in charge. When you sit there and you refer to the MAGA party as the mega party, it's a problem. But here's what we know. They are clearly trying to they are clearly trying to get every dime out of the Biden crime family empire that they can before Joe Biden is no longer useful. Democrats know it's a problem, but they can't admit it, right? They can't admit it, folks. They can't admit it till after the midterms. Can you imagine if they started talking about getting rid of Joe Biden and then you got Kamala Harris? Now, I don't want anybody, and I want to be clear about this, to suffer from cognitive decline. But I also don't want our entire world to fall apart at the hands of someone that clearly can't handle the job because of a cognitive decline. That's why Ronnie Jackson's point, and he's been saying this since 2020, he said it was clear. He said, quote, at this point, Biden's cognitive function is comparable to a child's. He has no idea where he is. He has no idea where he is, what he's doing, or what he's saying. He can't even read off a teleprompter. This is tragic. Biden needs to resign, or the cabinet needs to step in. It's gone too far. They will maybe do something, but only after the midterms. That's when they will do something. And until that happens, the world is going to, I guess, keep burning. And that's the point that Ted Cruz is making with Larry Kudlow. Listen to this.
That is incredible. I had not heard that, Senator. Thank you. I mean, that's incredible. Of course, you know, this guy Sullivan, he's the guy that was pushing Russiagate for the Hillary Clinton campaign, if you recall, 4 or 5 years ago. So
he is also the guy that pushed waiving sanctions on Nord Stream 2 on Putin and Russia, which is what caused the war we have right now in Ukraine. Yet you look at foreign policy, Larry, it's really amazing. Literally every region of the world has gotten worse under Joe Biden, and weakness and appeasement, from the disastrous surrender in Afghanistan to the Taliban, to the war in Ukraine, to the disaster. We just saw a hard leftist anti-American, Petro, elected in Colombia. We're seeing major allies of America moving away from us and moving towards Russia, moving towards China, moving towards Cuba, moving towards Venezuela. And all Biden can do is double down on undermining our national security.
You know, all it can do is double down on undermining our national security. So when you talk about this crime family, it really should all start to make sense to you right about now. It really should. They got, this is the whole business, folks. The business ends, and the Biden family is completely useless once Joe Biden is either out of office or resigns or is taken out of office by his own party, his own cabinet. What do I do now? You know, go back to when Joe Biden, right at the White House, Kamala Harris, right, babysitting to his left, and his wife, Joe Biden, babysitting to his right. He walks up and he says this.
Well, folks, you know, you don't have to stand every time I hear Hail to the Chief wonder, where the hell is he? Took me a long while. You think I'm joking? I'm not. Turn around and where's the president?
Does that sound like a guy that really knows what's going on? I'm not making fun of him, all right? It used to be funny. It's not anymore. Because the rest of the world is seeing this. Joe Biden even got heckled at his own White House event. And he got angry, right? Which is a sign of, again, another cognitive decline. He said, you're going to sit down. You're going to listen to me. Listen to this. The anger, which is exactly what you'd expect with people when they get older and they have a cognitive decline.
And that's what we're doing here today. Today's many things is proof that despite the naysayers, we can make meaningful progress on dealing with gun violence. Because make no mistake, sit down, you'll hear what I have to say. If you think you...
I've been trying to tell you this for years.
Let me finish my comment. Let him talk. Let him talk. No one... Okay? Because make no mistake.
Let him talk. Let him sit down. You're going to hear what I have to say. Then let him talk. Then he goes back to the teleprompter. This is a man in cognitive decline.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have
been
the podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my, this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The foreign press, by the way, is not being so kind to our president, Joe Biden. They are now taking shots at him and asking the question, who is running America? Now, you got to understand, even our allies, when America is weak, right, we have a weak president, it can be good for them. They can get better trade deals. They can take advantage of our weakness. There are a lot of things that they can actually do. Now, it doesn't mean that they're, you know, necessarily horrible people or bad allies. It's called seeing an opportunity. Sky News, for example, just did a segment mocking the president of the United States of America after there was a video that went viral, all because of Elon Musk, where it showed the incompetence of the president reading a teleprompter, where he actually reads what he's not supposed to read, where it says end of quote. And then it says repeat the line as an instruction to the president to repeat the line, except he reads directly from the teleprompter everything that's up there. Now, there's a moment in the, you know, Anchorman movie where Ron Burgundy literally reads every single thing they put in the teleprompter. And they show the control room, and the guy in the control room who's in charge of the show screams, you know, are you kidding me? How many times did I tell you? Burgundy will literally read every single thing that you put in the teleprompter. So stop putting these things in the teleprompter. Because he can't figure it out. He's too stupid, right? That's the whole premise of the movie with Anchorman and Ron Burgundy. Well, what we do know is that now apparently you can't even put instructions for the president in the teleprompter. Now, in this country, our media tries to kind of cover this up, act like it didn't happen. But Sky News and other people around the world are absolutely ripping on our president, asking the real question, who's actually running the country? Listen to this foreign reporter mocking Joe Biden because somebody did a morph while reading the teleprompter of a Joe Biden's face with a Ron Burgundy look. And that's what went viral. And so they play it on TV, so you understand, and then they're laughing about it because it's so accurate.
Just imagine if the hopelessly incoherent and inept president was merged with the smoother silk fictional news anchor. Well, you don't have to imagine.
Higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line.
End of quote. Repeat the line. He reads it like that's part of his speech. Doesn't even realize he screwed up. Doesn't even notice that he screwed up. Doesn't even notice that end of quote was something they were telling him as a direction. And repeat the line is a directive to him to repeat the line. He reads repeat the line. They play this. They call him incompetent, incoherent president of the United States of America. And then they say this on Sky News.
But just who is running America? President Biden or the person operating his auto cue? And yet there's a good reason why Biden's handlers insist that the president use an auto cue when speaking to the media, because this is what can happen when Joe goes off script.
And to get hot, I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again.
That is what the world is saying about our president. Foreign reporters mocking Joe Biden, saying he's hopelessly inept and who is actually running the country. Now, for them, it's fun to make fun of the president, right? It really is. It's fun to make fun of him. And Australia is technically an ally, but their media understands that this guy's clearly not in charge. That's why they're mocking him. Even Democrats are now having to basically fake it as they're asked questions. J.B. Brixer says he supports Joe Biden if he runs for re-election. It's like they got a gun to their head. They have to answer this trick question.
It's for sure.
Lastly, sir, if President Biden runs for re-election, which he says he is expected to do, will you support him?
I will.
All right, Governor Pritzker, thank you so much. And again, our deepest condolences to the
people. Illinois governor right there. Yeah, I will. I'll support him. That may change after the midterms. But right now, I can't tell you the truth. Right? I can't tell you what's really going on. I just got to keep it. We got to keep this guy alive. Right? Until after the midterms, we got to keep this guy alive. That's what we have to do at all costs. And the Biden family going to take advantage of his cognitive decline, just like they're taking advantage of Hunter Biden and his drug addiction, because they have no souls. This is how a crime family actually works. Now, the media is also having to deal with the fact that the country's falling apart. CNN talking about inflation, talking about the present. The past 12 months, inflation is up 9.1% month over month. Since May 2020, we're up 1.3%. Inflation surges to the highest level in my lifetime. I'm 40. If you're 40 years old, you're born 1981, this is the worst inflation has ever been in the history of your lifetime. And so what does CNN say? They're telling you it's bad, right? Because they can't even fake it anymore.
Overall prices for goods and services rose by 1.3% from May to June. That's the biggest monthly gain since September of 2005. Inflation woes and worries of a looming recession are obviously high on a lot of people's minds. And with midterms later this year, it'll likely be foremost in people's minds on Election Day. The president today called the inflation reading, quote, unacceptably high, and said tackling inflation is his, quote, top priority. He also claimed that the reading is out of date, noting decreasing gas prices in the last 30 days. Now, this comes as President Biden hinted he would welcome another run against the former president.
Are you predicting a Biden-Trump rematch of 2024?
I'm not predicting, but I would not be disappointed.
You will not be disappointed. So you look forward to that rematch?
No. Look, the one thing I know about politics, and American politics in particular, is there's no way to predict what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I'm not even halfway through my term yet.
Yep.
And so there's a lot of room to figure out what's going to happen.
We've decided to release the Kraken tonight. Joining me is our favorite and only CNN senior data reporter, Harry Enten. So you don't even know what that film is.
By the way, data reporter, listen to this. This is the guy that looks at data. Looks at the polls and looks at it from a data perspective, and I want you to listen very clearly to how bad he says things actually are.
Well, you explained it to me in the break, so it's all good now. I'm caught up.
And the remake as well.
Yeah.
So, obviously, inflation, huge concern, number one concern for many people. How is it affecting the president's job performance?
So, you know, I made a limited number of slides tonight because the first slide is somewhat complicated, okay. So I'm going to walk us through it.
Please.
And
you
so,
know I'm
I know.
I'm easily
I know.
Thrown by slides.
I know. So we're going to keep...
Age.
You're not that old. My mother perhaps has a few years ago. Any event.
Don't say that. And
well, I love my mother. Any event. The point is, take a look at Joe Biden's job disapproval rating since last year, July of 2022. Then look at it in 7 months ago in December of 2021, July of 2021, December of 2021, and now. What do you see? You see his disapproval rating is rising from the 40s into the high 50s. At the same time, look at the percentage of people who say that their top familial concern is, in fact, inflation. Back in July of 2021, a year ago, it was basically nobody who was saying that inflation was a large concern, maybe outside of Larry Summers. Then it started picking up in December of 2021, and now it is the clear number one issue, and we see this clear correlation. As more people are concerned about inflation, Joe Biden's disapproval rating climbs ever higher. Yeah.
Larry Summers did get it right.
He did.
He was early. How does President Biden stack up against other presidents at this time in administration's past?
We can look at both Joe Biden's disapproval rating on inflation and Joe Biden's disapproval rating overall.
Listen carefully. Joe Biden's overall job disapproval and Joe Biden's inflation job disapproval. All right. As inflation surged 9.1%, the highest level in 40-plus years, and listen to what CNN says.
And what we see is his disapproval rating on inflation is topping 70%. His disapproval rating overall is still in the 50s. But if you compare that to every single other president at this point in the first term, throughout polling history, this goes all the way back since the 1940s, he is the worst on both. And the reason he is the worst overall is because inflation is eating his presidency alive at this point.
Inflation is eating his presidency alive at this point. Well, there is the summary of the day. The world's on fire. The president doesn't know where he is. I will go back to the quote from the from Dr. Ronnie Jackson. At this point, Biden's cognitive function is comparable to a child's. He has no idea where he is, what he's doing, or what he's saying. He can't even read off a teleprompter. This is tragic. Biden needs to resign or the cabinet needs to step in. This has gone too far. You think his family cares about him? They don't give a crap. All they know is they got to exploit this man who they should be protecting, getting him out of the White House and protecting the country. But instead, they got to make their final big dollar payments, right? They got to make their last moments of cash. They got to make the money. They got to make the money as quick as they can. They got to make the cash as fast as they can. And this is how apparently they're going to do it. This is how they get it done. It's going to get worse. The economy is going to get worse. And the crimes are being committed are going to become more brazen by the Biden team, just like we witnessed how bad it just got recently when they sold the million barrels of oil to the Chinese communist company that has financial stakes from Hunter Biden in it, because they will stop at nothing to get this done. I'll leave it at that. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. Please hit that subscribe or auto download button, and I will see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.